Solara from Starship Oumuamua, or The Odd World of Generative Art Paintings. I have generated a very strange alien lady. Strange eyes, originally very strange fingers, and a strange robotic bird companion. It is true that I did not paint it, but there is more to art than just painting it. For one, I saved it from the chaos of latent space inside these art-generating models. Not everyone likes strange art like this, or even odd eyes. It could have been lost to eternity. Solara has taught me several great lessons. I was able to practice Krita's Smart Patch Tool. Krita is a free graphics program. Something that I never had time for, but turned out to be critical for working with AI art. And it really is a smart tool. Once you select it, just paint over the area that you want erased. For example, originally Solara had a cute egg on top of her head. I painted over it, and it simply disappeared, needing but very minimal brushwork. If you are new to Krita, please, you must get an art pen and tablet for about $50. The tip of the pen is pressure sensitive, and it is very important for blending colors. Don't use a mouse, please. As to the fact that AI is bad with hands, you will need to purchase a wooden hand model. The AI generators always give you all the right colors, and armed with a hand model, pun intended, you can practice art. But if you are just starting out or aren't interested in learning how to paint, then just avoid images that have hands in them. Don't waste your credits or GPU trying to regenerate a perfect hand. If you do have time in life, consider this to be a magnificent invitation into the new world of digital art. Here, you start practicing art by fixing AI-generated hands. How cool is that? What a dream! Can you imagine if Leonardo da Vinci had an opportunity to learn how to paint by fixing hands in already complete portraits? The man would have kittens! Solara, the lady from the painting, also helped me to discover Resynthesizer. This time, a plugin for GIMP. A program similar to Krita, both of them are free. And here I used a function called uncrop, where the resynthesizer expanded the image by a whopping 25%. It required about a minute of work, and it is about as perfect as you can get without AI-based synthesis. AI plugins exist, but they require expensive video cards, as they use them for calculations that are just too slow on a CPU. And as you can see, Solara stands on a beach. That was on purpose. The art generator I use usually just focuses on generating faces. If you want to see more of the subject, you have to say, with a beautiful hat, and then you will see a face framed by a hat. But if you want even more space, then you have to give it an environment. And I said that I want a cute person, alien, that stands on a beach. And what this gives me is a very simple background to expand. So it's just basically the ocean and the sand. That's very simple to do by hand, even. This is why a synthesizer worked so well. If you tried to enlarge a person wearing a hat, it would look weird. So the hat people, they are different. A lot of that content will be cut off, and you probably can't use a very thick wraparound frame, or you want to just use a standard canvas with a standard frame that's applied around it. Adding 12.5% of space around Solera, however, allowed me to select a whopping 2.5-inch tall wrap-around frame. It is perfect for a 40-by-40-inch canvas. This piece does not require a standard frame, like, at all. You just hang it up and enjoy the strangeness. I priced Solera at over $1,000. The store set it on sale at $990, and if a sale was ever made, my commission would be $500. Printing and shipping 40 by 40 inch frame probably shouldn't cost that much. I think their cut should be around $100 or so. Which brings me to a very important point. And I've heard it made before, and that is the purchase of an expensive canvas printer. It probably costs around $2,000 used, and it really does nothing for those beautifully wrapped canvas edges or the frames that you will still have to create, probably by cutting wood at home. But if my art experiment ever started selling, then I would just build my own frames and learn to stretch the printed canvas properly, and it would work. I'd love to ship everything in a round tube and let the customer put it together at home. First, they would assemble the square frame and then hook the canvas with elastic fasteners of some kind to the frame. It is not just about assembly, but also being able to roll the creation down and put it away, or resell it. Know that your art does not need to cost double, but yeah, it will take inventiveness, innovation, trial and error, and an expensive printer that probably takes a goody long while to print these works, to do it all on your own. The website I sell this on allows reconfiguring products. So a customer can take down the wrap-around frame from 2.5 inches to just 3/4 inch, and resize Solera herself to a quite reasonable 12 by 12 inches. Here the price goes way down to $150. Pretty cool. A paper 40 by 40 inch poster costs $36, and a 12 by 12 poster just $9. If you go the extra step and resize it to 6 by 6 inches, that's just $7. And at 6 by 6 inches, you can get a frame from a dollar store for just one smackaroo. Just to give you an idea of how much this whole thing costs me, I pay $30 a month for the art generator. But you only really need like 1,000 works of art, and that would only take you maybe 4 months or less to generate. So it's not like a forever, every month expense. And of course, if you have a good computer, you can get Stable Diffusion for free. The artificial intelligence for generating art is open source. You can download it. But the computer needs to be a $4,000 gaming rig. If you have them, you can chase your children away from their gaming computers and just install Stable Diffusion on those and make your art there. That could work. I also pay $60 a year for an upscaler, which again would be free if you had a speedy computer. An upscaler is a very unusual and also AI-based product. It doesn't just resize your image, but it also injects detail and completely rebuilds the sharp lines. $60 a year is a good price for an upscaler. Here, if you had a fast computer, you would want to use a program called Chainer. It is a lot simpler than it looks. They have presets for upscaling, so ultimately you just select the image and click go. The store that I am testing all this at is free, but it asks you to do your own advertising, which would cost a few bucks in ads. And that's it. $30 per month for Art Generator, $60 per year for an upscaler that makes that art larger, and then potentially some ad campaigns, which could be a fun learning experience. In closing, I would like to read the product description, also written by Free Artificial Intelligence. And here, I just wanted to clarify that Oumuamua is an actual starship-like asteroid that suspiciously parked in our sun's orbit and then started accelerating. Though scientists say it is just outgassing, so it's probably not aliens. Solara from Oumuamua canvas print. 1,165 US dollars per canvas. Once upon a time, there was a visitor from another world. Her name was Solara, and she had traveled to our solar system in a scout ship called Oumuamua. Solara was part of an advanced alien civilization that had developed a unique way of traversing the cosmos. Rather than using traditional propulsion methods, Solara's people had harnessed the power of already accelerated asteroids. They would hitch a ride on these speeding bodies using their own technology to adjust course and speed as needed. In this way, they were able to traverse vast distances of outer space in relative comfort and with minimal energy expenditure. Solara and her people had come to our solar system in search of knowledge and understanding. As they explored, they marveled at the wonders of our sun and planets and the moons. But their mission was not just for exploration. They also hoped to share their unique knowledge with us, giving us the ability to stay forever young, so that we might one day join them in their infinite journeys through the stars.